Good morning. A cool front heading our way from western and northern New York continues to pass through the region with a lot of clouds. Skies are already beginning to clear across the northern part of New York and New England with some sunshine, while other areas are seeing cloudy skies and even a few spotty showers, although the showers are tending to dry out. The most likely chances for showers will remain across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and across into southern parts of New England. Readings remained mild overnight with the cloud cover, and most everyone starting off in the high 50s to middle 60s. We're on our way up into the lower to mid 70s today, so while it will be about 10 or 12 degrees cooler than yesterday when we reached the middle and upper 80s, it'll still be a solid 8 to 10 degrees above seasonal averages. A wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will shear off to our south tonight. That'll bring clouds and the opportunity for more showers to the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England overnight, while the rest of the region will remain dry and even clear across the northern parts of New York and New England. So a wide range of temperatures in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains back into the 30s. Most everyone else in the middle to upper 40s, but 50s likely in southern sections where we have the clouds and showers. This will set us up for a good day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds across the region and highs back into the mid-70s as high pressure noses in from southern Canada. The high will remain in control on Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs back up toward 80. Around the backside of the high, the humidity will begin to build on Friday, and it will get even warmer with highs in the lower to middle 80s. As the moisture builds over the weekend, we'll see the chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late on Saturday as a weak disturbance passes by. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-80s and more summer-like warmth and humidity on Sunday with highs staying in the 80s, but still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern New Mexico, the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, far southwest Oklahoma, and northwest into portions of central Texas. Moisture return along and east of a dry line, combined with surface heating and cold mid-level temperatures spreading eastward across the southern high plains this afternoon, will result in moderate instability. Initial storms may tend to be high-based, with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. Effective shear, though, will be sufficient for supercells, with a tornado threat existing east of the dry line as storms encounter greater moisture and lower cloud bases and stronger low-level shear. Flash flood watches and warnings have also been issued for this area due to the excessive rainfall threat. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Honolulu, Hawaii at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Melrose Gunnery Range in New Mexico at 5:13 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 53. 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Olney and Poplar, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower possible in the upper 70s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 72, that's 17 degrees above average. No rainfall yesterday, zero for the month, which is 43 hundredths below average, and 7.67 inches for the season, which is 3.93 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high 91 set in 1944 and the record low 29 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m. 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a shower possible today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s, mostly sunny near 80 on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-80s Friday. Over the weekend, partly sunny and humid with a shower or thunderstorm possible both days in the mid-80s. And scattered showers and storms possible Monday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.